Hello everyone, thank you for subscribing, listening and downloading. I'm recording this on Thursday the 6th of April. It's the Thursday before Easter and is known as Maundy Thursday. On this day, the king or the queen gives out special coins to a number of selected people. Generally, the number of people is equal to the king or queen's age. In this case, it might be 74, because I know Charles is 74, but he'll be 75 in November, so I'm not sure how many coins he'll give out. Many years ago, the king or queen did not distribute Maundy money, but offered to wash the feet of a number of their subjects. Subjects is the name for the people they ruled over. I'm not sure whether I'd want to wash some people's feet. I think I might rather give them Maundy money. Tomorrow is Good Friday. The good in Good Friday, in this case, means holy or God, rather than in good as in nice or the opposite of bad. For the past 6 weeks, there has been a period called Lent or Lenten. It starts with Shrove Tuesday, which you may know as Pancake Day or the beginning of Mardi Gras or Carnival. And after that, people of some religions give up something for 6 weeks. It might be eating meat, drinking coffee, eating chocolate or drinking alcohol. It could be any number of things. On Good Friday, people might have fish for dinner. On Sunday or Easter Day, people can resume what they've given up for Lent. Going back to tomorrow, on Good Friday, people often eat toasted hot cross buns. Hot cross buns became popular from about the 14th century. There's even a children's nursery rhyme about hot cross buns, where they mention one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns. I'm sure you might have heard it at one time or the other. Generally, hot cross buns contain bits of fruit, such as sultanas or orange peel. But there are more non-traditional ones that can be chocolate flavoured, banana and toffee flavoured, or even Earl Grey tea flavour. The other day, I did see a BLT, a bacon, lettuce and tomato, hot cross bun. I'm not sure about that, although it does sound interesting. Although hot cross buns are associated with Easter, and also they're generally on sale just after Christmas, the hot cross bun, apparently existed many years before Christianity. On the Sunday, Easter Day, people might exchange chocolate Easter eggs. The eggs symbolise the new life of spring, as Easter is always about this time of year. But it's not a fixed holiday like Christmas. Easter is what you call a movable feast. It is decided on when the full moon is at the time on where it was on where the full moon. I'll start again. That Easter is what we call a movable feast. It is decided by where the full moon is at the time of the spring equinox in the Western world. Anyway, when it's spring in the UK. In Australia, it might be different. Probably not, though. And Easter can only be between 22nd of March and April the 25th. That's the Easter Sunday. It can't be on any day before or any day after that. We have Easter Saturday and Easter Monday. They aren't religious holidays. Easter Saturday is just a Saturday over Easter. Easter Monday is a bank holiday that I think was added on to the Easter break. They are public holidays, or what we used to call bank holidays, although more people seem to be working on those holidays, especially the Good Friday, than they did in the past. At one time in the UK, Good Friday was very like a Sunday with many shops closed. For children, And when I was a child, for example, Easter meant going to the fun fair or to the circus, and outside the fun fair and circus would be an ice cream van, so it meant ice cream as well. Easter eggs are apparently delivered by the Easter Bunny. The origin of the Easter Bunny may go back to before Christianity in what we call a pagan beliefs. Again, it would be related to spring and new life, although I'm not sure why a rabbit would be laying eggs. Anyway, that's all for now. No quiz this week. Sorry it's only a short podcast this week, but it's time to break for Easter. Thank you all for listening, downloading and subscribing. Wherever you are, take care, stay safe and well, and I'll be back again soon. Have a good Easter break. Bye-bye.